Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health. According to the Centers for Disease Control, heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States and is a major cause of disability. About every 25 seconds, an American will have a coronary event, and about one every minute will die from one. Many of these Americans are women. In fact, it is the number one killer of women in the United States. Thankfully, there is help. Go Red for Women is the American Heart Association's nationwide movement that celebrates the energy, passion, and power women have to band together and wipe out heart disease. Thanks to the participation of millions of people across the country, the color red and the dress red have become linked with the ability all women have to improve their health and live stronger, longer lives. Joining us today to talk about her involvement with Go Red for Women, specifically the Better You program, is Melanie Harvey. Go Red Better You is a free 12-week online nutrition and fitness program that can make over your heart. Each week, they'll focus on a different area and provide step-by-step guidance. You'll have everything accessible to you, from daily experts, tips from daily experts, an online journal, to a downloadable Better Me coaching tool. Melanie is a Better Me tool sponsor, a participant, and one of the bloggers for the program. Melanie, welcome to It's Your Health. I apologize. I'm like tripping over my words this morning.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad that you're here. Melanie, when and why did you get involved with Go Red for Women?
Well, the Heart Association is very near and dear to my heart. I lost my mother to heart disease about 18 years ago, and it's affected my family in many other ways.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, thank you. And Ocean Spray, it was great when they partnered with the American Heart Association, and they came to me a few months ago with all the information on the Better You program, and they asked me if it was something I'd be interested in, and I said absolutely.
Oh, terrific. Now, tell us a little bit more. You know, I mentioned in the introduction that, you know, it's a great way, there's a 12-week program to really get healthy and help your heart. If you can tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm actually about on week 10, and each week is a different topic in regards to getting healthier. It could be discussing your cholesterol, blood pressure, diet, exercise, how to talk to your doctor. I mean, it's not just one area. It's all at different areas that lead to better heart health. And when you go into the program, you log in, you register, then you log in, and they'll ask you some little quiz questions to see. That way you can actually tell what you know and don't know. It gives you a lot of great information. It'll lead you to some wonderful websites, which is on the Heart Association. It gives you tips. It's great. And it has great tools on it, like you had mentioned earlier, the Ocean Spray, the widget, which gives you daily reminders and helps you to journal and keeps you on track. It's great, and the information is just so worth it. I love it.
Now, how has it changed your life?
Oh, it's made me so much more aware of all different areas of being healthy. You know, in regards to, I've lost a few pounds. I'm very much aware of what I buy and what I eat. I'm eating many more whole grains and fruits and vegetables.
Oh,
and yeah, it's been a big help. Health is very important to me, and I just think this is a very easy to follow plan and a very easy program.
Well, I think that's the key right there. It has to be easy. It has to be accessible. It has to be something that people can relate to.
Yeah.
And I actually have in front of me the different 12 steps.
Mm-hmm.
And in the course one, it's called Taking Your First Step Toward a Better You. And if you can tell us, how did you feel when you first started?
My very first step. I was excited, in addition to doing the program and then knowing I was going to be writing about it to everybody.
Yeah, I want to hear about that too, definitely.
It was exciting. Like I said, I'm very busy, like everyone else. You know, I'm one of those people that trying to squeeze everything in. And to go into the program and read all this information takes about 15 minutes, you know, to follow, to journal a little bit. You can go back in when it's good for you. You can go back in and read. You can carry it as far as you want to for your own personal needs. And I like it that I can go in and do it at my time. You know, I can print it. It's so easy. And it's just basic information. It's not in words that you don't understand. It's very readable. It's very doable. And it's a great program. I just love doing it.
Well, I was so impressed with the Go Red for Women website on the American Heart Association's website. There was so much. I mean, I would open, you know, each click on something, there'd be all this information. But what was nice is it was really interesting. And like you're saying, it was accessible information.
It is. And it's easy to get to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy for everyone to do. There's just so much great stuff. And there's ways to track what you're doing, whether it's, keeping track of exercise or food that you eat or questions to ask your doctor. I mean, it just really leads you in the right direction.
Now, prior to getting involved in this program, you know, you'd mentioned you hadn't eaten as many whole grains or fruits and vegetables. What about your exercise? I mean, has it really kind of jump-started everything?
It has. I find myself walking a lot more. I just started a yoga class this week.
Terrific.
My next, I think, adventure is I'm going to attempt water aerobics.
Oh, I used to teach water aerobics.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I also teach children's yoga, but I love water aerobics. It's a lot of fun, and depending on the class, sometimes they play music like in regular aerobics, but
yep.
It's just so easy on your joints. And I always found there to be a lot of camaraderie among the women and men, in the pool.
Absolutely.
So it's a good time. Now, course two was What Are Your Strengths? And that was nice because it has a chance for you to actually kind of take a look at yourself and things that, you know, strengths or also questions about risk factors that you might have for heart disease.
Well, again, my mother passed away 18 years ago of a heart disease, and it was actually a form of tachycardia, which we didn't know till a year later when my sister got sick, only in her early 20s. She was having the dizzy spells and all these symptoms, and come to find out it's a hereditary heart disease.
Yeah.
That's how we came to the decision that that's what my mother had. And over many years of not being treated because they didn't know what it was at the time, it weakened her heart and she passed away.
Mm.
So, and since my sister's been diagnosed, she's cured. She's been in the hospital. This is, again, years ago. Two of my cousins have also come down with it. They've been in and out of the hospital in a day now. It's a very treatable disease to cure. So,
now, tachycardia is when the heart rate goes fast, and I know bradycardia from my studying physiology many years ago is when I have a good memory, when the heart goes slow, but I just wanted people to know. So she had a really fast heart rate, and obviously it must involve some other things, but it's really good that your family knows about it and
Absolutely.
Is able to get, is there a test? Is that how they know? Or?
Not really. When I had told my doctor about this, you know, he does my EKG every year, and I go for regular checkups, but with this particular disease, as far as I know and what he told me, there is no test they can do to see if you're prone to get it. It's if you start the symptoms, then they would treat it.
Okay.
I have no symptoms, thank goodness. So,
yes.
And it's something that, it's not something that you get and that's it. You know, it's something that over time weakens your heart, as far as I know, because that's what happened to my mom.
Okay. Now, so. On course three is maintaining momentum.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to do with, you know, looking at your goals and setting yourself up for
mm-hmm.
success. And that's really great. And then four was strengthen your resolve. And, I like on course five, it says more isn't always better. well, when it talks about weight loss, you know, it says is a hot topic. And it talks about weight, you know, talking about being a choice and, you know, that people need to make goals to lose weight. Now, if you've listened to my show before, and everyone will know that I'm kind of unconventional, that I think sometimes there's too much focus on weight in our culture. And I think that it's more important to just get active, get moving and eat healthy. And I think there's thin people who are less healthy because they don't do anything
Absolutely.
Than heavy people. So I just like to get that out there, you know, it's funny because I happen to be a huge fan of The Biggest Loser, but I also think that, you know, people need to, you know, love themselves and
well, it's overall health.
And exactly.
That's something I've actually learned even more about on this program because, again, like you say, weight is always the issue for many people, and it's not just about losing weight. I eat healthy. I have lost a few pounds doing it and being healthy, which is great, but it's also I feel better. People tell me my skin looks better, you know, all kinds of things.
Yeah, it
so
makes
it's
a big
nice.
Difference.
Yeah.
Especially if you take flax seeds or if you take your omegas, you know, that really can help your skin and your hair. So people are like, oh, they're so expensive. If you want to do it for the, you know, vanity.
Yeah, there you go.
The health and the vanity reasons. Okay, then you have course six, which is get moving.
Yeah.
And that will help you with your exercise. And course seven, better you controls cholesterol. And that's something that, you know, it's funny because I got my cholesterol tested and it was like 212. And I'm like, oh my gosh. But then my HDL was almost 100.
Yeah.
And so what people need to realize is that you have to look, there's a certain equation that you can do. So just when people get their cholesterol checked, just remember that you need to find out your HDL, which is your good cholesterol. And if that's really high, that's going to bump up the overall.
Right.
So,
and that's what a lot of people don't realize because I'm about the same as you.
Yeah. Because I was like, oh,
cholesterol.
My gosh.
Yeah. And people don't realize that it's not just the overall number. It's the difference between the good and the bad.
Yeah. And you want your cholesterol, your HDL to be over 35.
Mm-hmm.
So, but at any rate, it talks about lowering blood pressure. I like the course nine title, Sugary Blood Isn't Sweet.
Yes.
And then, of course, 10 has to do with family history, and then smoke-free. That is so important. You know, I haven't done a show yet on smoking, but I did have a wonderful hypnotist, Dr. Michael Kroll, who actually can do one session helping people with smoking cessation.
That's great.
Which is on my site. But at any rate, and then I like Plans for Your Heart's Future, and I just think it's such a wonderful program, and it sounds like it's been great for you.
It is. It's been wonderful, and I would love to see more people get involved in it.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry that this is short today. I want to thank you so much for coming on. If you can tell people, number one, how to read your blog, and also, you know, how to find out more information overall.
The goredforwomen.org site is available, and you can go to that for general information, and you can find the Better You tool and download that. And then to get to my blog, you can go to oceanspray.com. And when you get to the website, click on number 4, and there I am.
That's awesome.
And I would love, people can read it, people can comment, and I would love to hear from them.
Well, Melanie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And everyone stay tuned, because coming up in just a couple minutes is Joel Weiss, president of the Lupus Foundation of New England. Thanks for listening. Have a great week. Keep being healthy. Bye-bye.